Chuck Estrada out on the mound, trying to make it three in a row against the Yankees, and the Yankees trying to break their losing streak. Estrada is 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Born February 15th, 1938. Chuck is 115 while losing eight. He has defeated the Yankees twice, losing to them once. He beat the Yankees 9-5 on May the 1st and 6-5 in relief on June the 2nd. And the one decision he lost was a 1-0 defeat on August the 16th, losing to Whitey 4. Estrada has won his last two starts, both complete games, and he allowed just 4 runs and struck out 15. As Triandos is throw down to second base, I'm ready to stop this ball game. Crescetti coaching down at third. Ralph Houkett first for New York as Gil McDougal steps into the batter's box. Gil batting 257. 13 doubles, 3 triples, 5 homers, and 27 runs batted in. On deck, Tony Kubek. Wind blowing out towards right field today. This is the hardest the wind has blown in the 3 games we've been here. Here's the first pitch of the ball game. It's outside, rolls off Triano's glove, ball 1. Picked up by Tony Kubek in the on-deck circle. Right-hander, short windup. Pitch is low, ball 2, sure nothing. Estrada was not even listed on the varsity roster at the beginning of spring training for Baltimore. Says he has the best fastball in the American League. High 2-0 on McDougal. The pitch is over, strike call. Baltimore really a jump in town now. Up with these Orioles battling for the pennant. There's a foul back out of play. Look out. Two balls, 2 strikes on McDougal. Baltimore will be at Yankee Stadium on Friday night, September 16th. Saturday the 17th, a ladies' day, and a big doubleheader on Sunday the 18th. For the 2-2 delivery to McDougal. High inside. Ball 3. Full count on Gill. Estrada tried to throw a curveball that time and it didn't break. Now we're ready for the payoff pitch. Here it is, and it's popped in the air to short right field. Gene Stevens is moving in. Under is shading his eyes and makes the catch. Boy, that sun is rough. He's got the sunglasses down. Still had to shade his eyes with his glove. And makes the catch, and it's one away. Brings up Tony Kubek. Batting 2nd in the order. Tony batting 287. Has 22 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, and 55 runs batted in. Deck Mickey Mantle. Here's Estrada's pitch to Kubek. It's fouled back in the upper deck out of play. Strike 1. Baltimore with Woodling, Brandt, and Stevens in the outfield. Robinson, Hanson, Breeding, Gentile in the infield. Triandos catching. And Estrada out on the mound. One strike pitch in the dirt, ball 1, 1-1. The right-hander checks the sign from Gus Triandos. Now he's ready. Pitch high outside, ball 2, 2-1. have really faced some great pitching the last 10 days. The 2-1 delivery. Hit in the air to right field. Stevens going back, way back near the fence. And makes the catch. Ball hit about 5 feet in front of the fence. And again, Stevens had a little bit of trouble with that son, Jackie Brandt. Came behind him to help out if possible. First two men fly out to Gene Stevens in right field, and here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle batting 281, has 15 doubles, 6 triples, 31 homers, and 78 runs batted in. Two out, nobody on, no score. The pitch to Mantle is outside, ball one. He had 3 base hits yesterday. All the Yankee hits were singles in yesterday's ballgame. On deck, Yogi Berra. Pitch is over. Strike one, 1-1. Two outs. Nobody on. The pitch is on the outside corner. Strike two. 1-2. Out of the batter's box. Now he's back in, ready to go. Here's the windup. The pitch, strike three. Drops the ball, picks it up, and tags Mickey. The Yankees go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first, nothing across. The score at the end of one half inning. The Yankees nothing, and the Orioles coming to bat. Yankees out on the mound, Bill Stafford, 6'1", 183 pounds, from Athens, New York, 22 years old. Started with St. Pete in 1957. With Richmond this year, he had 111 and lost 7 with a 2.00 earned run average. He has 1-2 and lost none on the air since joining the Yankees. No decisions either way against Baltimore. He shut out Kansas City 1-0 in his last start on August 31st in New York, pitching a 4-hitter and striking out 7. Stafford will have to pitch a comparable ball game to beat these birds the way they've been going lately. Jackie Brandt steps into the batter's box leading off for Baltimore. Brandt batting 258, has 21 doubles, 6 triples, 13 homers, and 55 runs batted in. And he's been a thorn in the side of the Yankees in this series so far. Here's the first pitch. It's low, ball one. Stafford broke over a nice curveball, but it dipped just below the knees. Yogi Berra doing the catching today. Serve Mantle and Maris in the outfield. Boyer, Kubek, McDougal, and Scarron in the infield. Curve over, strike one, 1-1. With as much poise out on the mound as the young pitchers for the Orioles, sends in a curve that's outside, ball two. Brandt started a swing at it and checked it. Yogi looked back to see if he had gone around far enough, but played umpire Bob Stewart said no. On deck is Gene Woodley. Here's the windup. Fastball, it hit him. It hit him between the elbow and the shoulder. And Brandt is on at first base. And boy, that ball hit solid. And Jackie now is walking slowly to first. I tell you, when you get hit, and now he's bending over, it is very painful. You don't feel the real pain right away. But But then in a little while, you will feel the pain that knocks the wind out of you. And Grant is calling for time now, walking around in back of first base, trying to lift his left arm. And now Grant says he's okay. Woodling steps into the batter's box. Woodling batting .288. 18 doubles, 3 triples, 10 homers, and 53 runs batted in. The pitch to Woodling. Low outside, ball one. No score in this ball game. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Grant leading off first. Pitch is a curve that's over. Strike one, 1-1. On deck, Brooks Robinson, Baltimore third baseman, who was the hero along with Jack Fisher in yesterday's ball game. Robinson driving in both runs on a single and a home run. Woodling with that closed stance, crouching at the plate. Throw to first, Brandt back. Staffett set. Curve outside. Ball 2, 2-1. This is a mighty important ball game for both teams. Baltimore has lost one more game than the Yankees. Should they win this, we'll pull them all even in the all-important loss column. Pitch is a curve foul at the plate. 2-2. Ball kicks off Yogi Shingart back to the screen. Lum Harris coaching down at third. Jimmy Adair is the first base coach. Staffett sets. Changeup is low. Ball 3, and it's a full count on Woodling. Jackie Brandt looks over at Lum Harris. See if they're going to have him running. And it looks like that ball hit Brandt just under his left armpit on the side and didn't hit him in the arm. He keeps rubbing his side. 3-2 count on Woodling with nobody out in the bottom of the first, no score. Brandt leading away. Throw to first base, Jackie back. A stretch by Staffett. There goes Brandt. The pitch is popped in the air to short left field. Curve is moving under it and makes the catch. Brandt hustles back to first base. So they had Brandt running, but Woodling popped it up. And here's Brooks Robinson. Robinson is batting .306. Has 23 doubles, 8 triples, 12 homers, and 73 runs batted in. Pitch to Robinson is hit high in the air to left field. Serve is moving back under it and makes the catch. Brandt tags up, starts the second, and then comes back. You got to watch that Brandt. He'll take that extra base every chance he gets. And he was in a good position to see if Serve's throw was going to be true or not. And when he saw it coming right to the bag, he turned around and hustled back. So with two out here, Jim Gentile, the first baseman, batting .295. Gentile with 14 doubles, 20 homers, and 84 runs batted in. Leads the club in homers and RBI. No score. The stretch, pitches high, ball one. Triando's on deck. The fastball hits his bat and kicks back into the stands to try to check his swing, and it bounced off home plate and right back into the lower box seats alongside the Orioles dugout. Baltimore's dugout on the third base side. The Yankees down at first base. playing shallow in left field. Mantle deep in right center and Maris deep in right. Wind is blowing out to right field. There's a quick throw to first for Ant back. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Gentile, there's a ball in the dirt. Yogi blocks it nicely, and Brandt has to hold at first base. That was a change of pace by Stafford that bounced in front of home plate. 2-1 on Gentile. Is outside, ball three, 3-1. Jim Coates is loosening up down in the Yankee bullpen. Going to Elston Howard. Well, they haven't hit Stafford hard. The pitch is a curve inside, ball four, he lost them. Walk of the ball game. Brandt moves down to second. Gentile to first, and here's Gus Triandos. Gus batting 257. 12 doubles, 8 homers, 41 runs batted in. Yogi out to the mound to talk with Stafford. Bill is just a little bit wild as he hit Jackie Brandt. Lead off the bottom of the first. Just walked Gentile. There are two out, two on. No score. Bottom of the first. Gus Triandos wearing the glove on the right hand. Pitch to Gus. Is lined right at Kubek. A solid line drive, but right at the shortstop. And so for Baltimore in the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no Yankee errors. Two men left in the score at the end of one full inning. The Yankees nothing and Baltimore nothing. Yogi Berra will be leading off for the Yankees here in the top of the second inning. Yogi has dipped under the 300 mark. He's batting 296, 11 doubles, 1 triple, 14 homers, and 51 runs batted in. On deck, Roger Maris. A start out on the mound for the Orioles. Here's the windup. And the pitch inside. Yogi has to dance back out of the way. Ball one. Pitch to Yogi low inside. Ball two. 2-0. Estrada has not walked anybody. He retired the first three men. He was behind on just about every hitter. Got McDougal and Kubek to fly to right and struck out Mantle. A 2-0 pitch is a ground ball. Glove one-handed by Breeding. Throws to Gentile. One away. And Gentile dropped the ball as he started to throw it, but Yogi is out. He had completed the play. In the act of throwing, dropped the ball. A nice play by Marv Breeding. On a hard hit ball by Yogi Berra. Here's Roger Maris. Maris batting 289. 16 doubles, 5 triples, 35 homers, and 96 runs batted in. The pitch to Maris is a curve outside, ball one. Vic Wirtz is creeping up on Roger Maris for the RBI lead. He has 93 now, and he'll be in with the Red Sox tomorrow for that doubleheader. The 1-0 pitch is... Strike one, he went far enough around. It was a bad pitch. Roger started to swing, trying to check it. But he went almost completely around. 1-1 the count. Maris didn't think he went far enough around and is talking with Bob Stewart. One delivery outside, ball two, 2-1. Estrada is having trouble getting his breaking stuff over. He's been able to get the fastball over. A 2-1 pitch on on the outside corner, strike two, 2-2. On deck is Bill Scarron. The 2-2 delivery. Low ball three. Full count on Merritt. Two strikes, one out, nobody on. No score, top of the second. Here's the payoff pitch to Maris. A line foul down the right field line. Kicks off the wall. Picked up by Gene Stevens in right field. Still 3-2 on Maris. Nods his head at Triando's sign. Again, the 3-2 delivery. High ball four. He lost him. Well, each pitcher has now given up a base on balls. And here's Bill Scarron. The Moose batting 307. 29 doubles, 3 triples, 25 homers, 86 runs batted in. On deck, Bob Sturr with one away here in the top of the second. Nothing, nothing ball game. Maris leads off first, good size lead. Pitch to Scarron, swung at and missed, strike one. Yankees have now been shut out for 30 and one-third consecutive innings. Holding first against Maris, the stretch by Estrada. Pitch, change up inside, 1-1. Baltimore outfield really playing deep on the Moose. Estrada sets, checks Maris. A foul out of play down the right field line, back in the upper deck. One ball, two strikes, one out. Maris dancing off first base. Pitches a curve hit high in the air to short center field. Jackie Brandt flips the glasses down, moves under it, makes the catch. Maris hustles back to first base. Moose hit that ball right off the end of the bat. So that's two away, and here's Bob Sturr. Sturr batting 257. 9 doubles, 2 triples, 14 homers, and 36 runs batted in. Bob, who pinch hit. In yesterday's ball game, said that Fisher had let two pitches get away from him right where he wanted them. He was a little over-anxious and fouled them both off. There's a high fly to right field. Gene Stevens waving his arms under it. Makes the catch. And so the Yankees in the top of the second. No runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors. One man left to score at the end of an inning and a half. New York nothing, Baltimore nothing. Baltimore in the bottom of the second inning. Ron Hansen, the shortstop, will be leading off. Hansen, batting 258, has 19 doubles, 5 triples, 19 homers, and 74 runs batted in. Hansen, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, with an open stance, holds that bat right down on the end. Bill Stafford ready out on the mound. Here's the pitch. It's foul tip back, strike one. On deck, Gene Stevens. Nothing, nothing to score here in the bottom of the second inning. Smith swings into the windup. Ball fouled back out of play in the upper deck. Nothing in two on Hanson. Baltimore leads both major leagues in double plays with 144. Strike pitch. Inside corner, strike three. Hanson took that sidearm curveball as Bob Stewart delayed giving the call for a fraction of a second. The ball broke over the inside corner of the plate. The Stafford records his first strikeout of the ball game. Brings up Gene Stevens. Batting 240, 13 doubles, 7 homers, 23 runs batted in. Stevens has been a big help to the Birds since coming over from the Red Sox. Stafford's first pitch. Changeup in the dirt. Kicks off Yogi's glove back to the screen. Ball one. Stevens holds that bat right down on the end. Curve outside. Ball two. 2-0. Deck Marv Breeding, the second baseman. Stafford checks the sign from Yogi. A windup. Curve is line foul in the seat. Down the right field line. Boy, he got around on that curveball, really pulled it foul. Way out in front. Balls, one strike, one out, nobody on. Stafford swings into the windup. Fastball hit on the ground at second base. McDougal's up with it. Over to Scarron, that's two away. Two up, two down, here's Marv Breeding. Second baseman is batting 278. 23 doubles, 1 triple, 3 homers, and 39 runs batted in. Breeding leads the Orioles in stolen bases with 9. And tied with Brooks Robinson for doubles, each having 23. No score on the bottom of the second. Foul back on the screen, strike one. For a new ball. Now we're ready to go. The one strike pitch is inside, ball one, 1-1. Hides that ball behind his back while getting the sign from Vera. Keeps the glove on his knee as he leans over. The windup curve is popped in the air near the pitcher's box. Tony Kubek is moving in under it and makes the catch just in back of the pitcher's box. Stafford sets Baltimore down 1-2-3, nothing across in the bottom of the second inning. The score at the end of two full innings, New York nothing and Baltimore nothing. We've got a big ball game going on here at Memorial Stadium. The Yankees and the Orioles in the third and final game of this three-game series. Baltimore won the first two, 5-0 and 2-0. This one is nothing-nothing, going into the top of the third. Neither team is a base hit. Cletus Boyle leading off, batting 247, 17 doubles, 1 triple, 12 homers, and 38 runs batted in. And Brooks Robinson have played tremendous third base defensively. They have really taken a lot of base hits away from the ball players in this series. Here's a pitch to Boyer, a tie, ball one. 2-0 pitch is pop foul back out of play in the upper deck. 1-1. Wind-up by Estrada. Curveball hit on the ground is short. Hanson in, up with it, over to Gentile, one away. Boy, what a target that Gentile is there at first base. The way he can stretch after those throws. One out, and Bill Stafford will be the batter. Stafford 0-for-9 as a hitter. Looking for his first major league base hit. Baltimore plays Washington a doubleheader down in Washington, and the Senators are ahead of the Orioles on the season series play so far. Washington's been just as tough on Baltimore as they have been with the Yankees. Yankees play the Red Sox in a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon at Yankee Stadium starting at 1:30. The pitch to Stafford is a foul ball, strike one, as he tried to check his swing. That umpiring spot has been a dangerous place in this series. They have really been getting hit with foul balls. Ready for the one strike pitch. Swings and misses strike two, and he went all the way around. Looked like both feet left the ground as he really took a vicious cut at the ball. McDougal on deck. Woodling is giving Stafford a lot of the left field line, figuring he won't pull Estrada. The two strike pitch, curved, swung it, and missed strike three. He was way out in front of that one. Well, after looking at two fastballs and then getting that slow curve sent up there, fooled just about anybody. Second strikeout for Estrada. And it brings up Gil McDougal, who fly to right field in the first inning. Two out, nobody on, nothing, nothing, top of the third. Pitch to Gil is on the outside corner. Strike one called. Is on the outside corner, strike two. That's the first changeup that Estrada has gotten over. Nothing and two on McDougal. Sidearm curve hit high in the air to right field. Gene Stevens flipping the glasses down, moving under it, and makes the catch. Estrada sets the Yankees down 1-2-3 with nothing across in the top of the third and a score at the end of 2.5 innings. New York nothing and Baltimore nothing. Chuck Estrada gets a hand as he steps into the batter's box. Estrada bats in right-handed. He's 8-for-52. A double, a triple, four runs batted in. Batting 154. Nothing, nothing to score. We're in the bottom of the third. Estrada takes a good cut at the ball. Pitch to Chuck. Curve low, ball one. The 1-0 pitch is a curve swung in and missed. Strike one, 1-1. Pitch. Another curve hit slowly out in front of the box. Yogi's up with it, throws to first in time to get Estrada. Yogi had a hustle out there on that top grounder down the first baseline. that'll bring up Jackie Brandt, who was hit by a pitch ball in the first inning. Baltimore has had two base runners. Brandt hit by a pitch ball and Gentile walked. And the Yankees have had one base runner, Roger Maris, who walked in the second inning. Brandt steps into the batter's box. Pappas' fastball is over. Strike one call. And a one-strike pitch is a curve lined out to left center field. Mantle going back, and he makes a one-hand catch right in front of the left center field fence, 380 feet from home plate. Mickey only had another step to go before he would have crashed into the fence, and he reached up and backhanded a solidly hit line drive. Brad hit that ball like a bullet and just didn't get it up in the air enough. Nice play by Mickey Mantle, two-way. Here's Gene Woodling flying to left field in the first inning. Man, that was close. Two out, nobody on. No score, bottom of the third. Pitch to Woodling, low inside, ball one. Pitch is a changeup low, ball two, 2-0. On deck, Brooks Robinson. A 2-0 pitch, low, ball three, 3-0. Baffert tried to come with a sidearm curve. Balls, no strikes on Woodling. A windup. The pitch is high, ball four. Woodling walks, and it's a second walk given up by Stafford. Brings up Brooks Robinson, who flied out to left field in the first inning. Jim Gentile on deck. First against Woodling. Stretch. Fastball is low, ball one. Stretch. Pitch is line to center field, a base hit. Second base. A solid line drive for the first base hit of the ball game for either team. Brooks Robinson singles up the middle, and here's Jim Gentile, who walked in the first inning. Two outs, two on, no score, bottom of the third. Left-hand hitter, 6 feet, 4 inches tall. Holds that bat right down on the end. Wide stance at home plate. Woodling leads off second. Robinson off first. The stretch by Stafford. The pitch, out Stafford. The pitch, outside, ball one. Gus Triando's on deck. Stafford set. Curve is a ground ball. Base hit to right field. And here comes Woodley. He stumbles. The throw comes in at third. And he's in there. fumbled as he rounded third base, but quickly regained his feet. Maris's throw came into third base trying to get Brooks Robinson, but Robinson's fly beat the throw. Gentile at first, Robinson at third. Baltimore leading 1-0. Jim Coates is up in the Yankee bullpen. With two outs, Stafford walked Woodling. Robinson and Gentile single. Here's Gus Triantos, who lined out to the shortstop in the first inning. Brooks Robinson leads off third. Gentile off first. The stretch. Curve is swung and a missed, strike one. So Baltimore jumps out in front again. Actually, they've been in front in all three ball games, seeing as the Yankees were shut out in the last two. Here's the stretch. Curve over, strike two, nothing in two. Ready. Curve low outside, ball one. 1-0 Baltimore leads in the bottom of the third inning. Ron Hansen is on deck. Time is called. There's some fans that have cardboard signs stuck over the right field wall, and Frank Umont, the first base umpire, makes them put it back. And is trying to stick it through the wall now, and it's protruding partly out onto the field. Even though it doesn't seem possible, it could possibly have a bearing on the ball game. Ball hit out there. Reflecting off the cardboard. All right, they got things squared away now. One ball, two strikes on Gus Triantos. Two outs, runners at first and third. The pitch, changeup, hit on the ground, off Sackett's glove. McDougal up with it. Throws to first in time to get Triantos. And Gill had to come in quickly as Stafford slowed that ball up. So for Baltimore in the bottom of the third, one run on two base hits. No Yankee errors and two men left in the score at the end of three full innings. Baltimore one and the Yankees nothing. Beck, who fly to right field, his first time at bat, will be leading off for New York here in the top of the fourth. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Baltimore one, Yankees nothing. To Kubek is high, ball one. The windup. Fastball fouled to the right of first base, strike one, 1-1. Bullpen's empty at the moment. Yankees have had Coates warming up twice so far this ball game. Baltimore hasn't used anybody. A 1-1 pitch, high outside. Ball two, 2-1. Trotter goes to the rosin bag. Up outside and high, ball three, 3-1. Now the 3-1 pitch.
He takes it down the middle, strike two. Kubek was taken all the way. Bluffs the bunt, and it's a full count on Tony. Now the payoff pitch. A fly ball to left field. Woodling going back, turning under it, makes the catch. One away. Mickey Mantle, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Now the payoff pitch. A fly ball to left field. Woodling going back, turning under it, makes the catch. One away. Mickey Mantle, who struck out swinging in the first inning. Pitch to Mickey is fouled back in the upper deck, strike one. We've had ideal weather for the three games. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and today. One strike pitch, changeup high outside. One and one. Gene Stevens deep in right field. 1-1 pitch, high outside, ball two, two and one. Estrada has not been ahead of too many hitters so far in the ball game, and yet he's managed to stay out of trouble. One pitch is swung and a missed, strike two, two and two. Boy, he put a little extra on that high, hard one. Two balls, two strikes on Mickey. One out, nobody on. Here's the windup. Pitch is strike three, swing. He struck out for the second time in the ball game. Yogi Berra, who bounced out to second base in the second inning, the batter. 1-0 Baltimore lead, top of the fourth inning. Yogi's a curve popped in the air. The second baseman, Marv Reading, under it and makes the catch with Ron Hansen right in back of him in case the sun was bothering him. The Yankees go down 1-2-3 here in the top of the fourth, nothing across. The score at the end of three and a half innings, Baltimore 1 and the Yankees nothing.
What a hinge is, the familiar gadget on the doors in our homes, and I think we discussed.
Be followed by Gene Stevens and Marv Breeding. The Orioles won and the Yankees nothing. Yankees whip the ball around the infield. The Yankees have been getting good pitching. Of course, when you're not hitting and scoring runs, you can't win ball games. But they've been getting good pitching. And they've been up against some great pitching in that Kansas City series. Bud Daly, Ray Herbert, and Ned Garber really threw against them. There's a strike call to Ron Hansen leading off here in the bottom of the fourth. that swings into the windup. Ball fouled back and out of play right over our head. And now Whitey Ford is down the Yankee bullpen, loosening up. Whitey, who started the ball game Friday night. C. Stengel wants to win this game. This is a mighty important ball game. He wants to keep ahead of those Orioles in the loss column. And right now, they've only lost one more than the Yankees. Overhand curve is outside. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strike pitch. Curve, foul, hit back. The pitch is a changeup on the outside corner, strike three. Hansen is called out for the second consecutive time. That's the second strikeout for Bill Stafford. That'll bring up Gene Stevens, who bounced out to second base in the second inning. One out, nobody on. Curve to Stevens is high, ball one. Curve is hit high in the air to right field, but curving foul. And back into the seats out of play. And that ball was plenty far enough to have been a home run. As we told you, the wind is blowing out to right field. He got it up into that wind, and it carried deep enough back into the seats, but foul. Wasn't fouled too much, about 10 feet. One ball, two strikes on Stevens. If you can get one up in the wind today out that way, you'll have a home run. All right, Stevens is back in the batter's box. And now he steps back out of the batter's box. Putting the count as 1-1 on the scoreboard. Change up low. Ball two, 2-1. So that's the count now, 2-1. Stafford is ready. Ball is hit to left field. Curve going way back. That ball's over his head and off the wall. And Stevens is only going to get a double on some fast fielding by Bob Serve. Boy, he hit that ball a long ways to the opposite field. Stevens, a left-hand hitter, hit the ball way over Serve's head. It kicked off the auxiliary scoreboard and left. And Serve fielded it on one hop. That's the only thing that kept Stevens from getting a triple. A long double by Stevens, and a fine fielding play by Serve holding it to a double. For Stevens, his 14th double of the year, and here's Marv Greening with one out and a runner at second. Baltimore leading 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Greening popped to the shortstop in the second inning. Ground foul down the third baseline, strike one. Is the first extra base hit in this ballgame. Double by Stevens. Now the stretch. Curve inside corner, strike two, call. Nothing in two. Greeting pounds the bat down on the plate. Stafford leaning over, checking the sign from Barra. Stevens, who can run, got a good sized lead off second base. Now Bill Sitz. Very foul outside of third. Almost got Lum Harris, the third base coach. One away here in the bottom of the fourth. Again, the two-strike pitch. Ground ball to shortstop. Kubek to Skowron for the out. So that's two away, and it'll bring up Chuck Estrada, the pitcher, who bounced out in front of the plate thrown out by Yogi Berra. Two out and a runner at second. Baltimore leads 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Whitey Ford still loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Here's a stretch. Curve is inside ball one. Stafford has a great deal of poise out on the mound. The young pitchers today certainly look like they've been pitching in the majors for a long, long time. Curve, line of center field, and the base hit. Center field, Mantle, in his anxiety to charge the ball and try and throw Stevens out, let the ball roll by him all the way to the center field fence. It's an error for Mantle. An RBI for Estrada, driving in Stevens, and Baltimore leads 2-0. And Lum Harris started to wave in Estrada as he rounded third, then thought better of it. And held him up, and Estrada now has his warm-up jacket on down at third, and the Orioles are trying to give him a little bit of breathing space. Jackie Brad walked all the way back to the dugout because a run like that can take an awful lot out of a pitcher. Here comes Jackie Brad, hit by a pitch ball, flied out deep to left center field. Two out. 2-0 Baltimore lead. Estrada is at third. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Into the windup. Change up low outside, ball one. Change up in the dirt, blocked nicely by Yogi. Ball two, 2-0. Jim Coates is up with Whitey Ford down in the bullpen. A lefty and a righty throwing for New York. Here's a 2-0 pitch. High inside, ball three. 3-0. And so Estrada is getting a breather down there at third. And Bobby Shands is going down the Yankee bullpen. Shands is going down. A pitch to Brandt. Over, strike one, 3-1. So we have three men warming up for the Yankees. Ford and Shands are left-handers, and Jim Coates are right-handers. Now the 3-1 pitch. Curve outside, ball four, he lost him. walk given up by Stafford puts runners at first and third with two out, and here comes Casey Stengel. While Casey's walking out to the mound, we'll pause for station identification.
W-O-K-O, wonderful world of music, Albany, New York.
That's going to be all for young Bill Stafford. Stafford has not pitched bad ball, but he's coming out of there after pitching 3 2/3 innings. He's allowed 4 base hits, walked 3, struck out 2, has allowed 2 runs so far, but Estrada at third and Brandt at first will be Stafford's responsibility. Whitey Ford is coming on to take over here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Whitey, who started Friday night's ball game, was a losing pitcher, is coming on now to try and stop these birds. And Stafford leaves the mound. Fans give him a hand. He pitched pretty good ball while he was out there. Got himself in trouble in the third inning when with two out, he walked Woodling, and then Robinson and Gentile singled. Gentile singled, driving in Woodling. And here in the fourth, with one out, Stevens doubled. After Breeding bounced out, Chuck Estrada singled at center. And as Mantle charged the ball, and he would have had a good shot at Stevens, because he was playing Estrada shallow, the ball went under his glove and rolled all the way to the fence in center field. Estrada went to third. It was a single and an error. Stevens scored, and that's the way it stands now. Baltimore 2, Yankees nothing. And Whitey will be pitching to Gene Woodling, who will fly to left field and walk. And coats continue to loosen up in the Yankee bullpen. And Chuck Estrada, who was just about out of breath after that long run to third base, is getting a lot of rest right now. Whitey is making his 27th appearance of the year. We told you he pitched 5 innings Friday night, giving up 6 hits, walk 2, struck out 4, and 4 earned runs. He's 1-9 and lost 8. Whitey has thrown his 8 warm-up pitches. Woodling steps into the batter's box. Estrada with a short lead off third. Gowan is going to play halfway and back of the runner at first base. All right, here's a stretch by Whitey. Pitch to Woodling is over. Strike call. Sharp breaking curveball. On deck, Brooks Robinson. Here's the stretch. Another curve hit. High in the air. Deep to right field. Harris going back. Back. And makes the catch in deep right field just in front of the auxiliary scoreboard. Boy, Woodling got that high up into the wind. Maris had the room. So Baltimore picks up one more run here in the bottom of the fourth. On 2 base hits, 1 Yankee error, and 2 men left on base. And the score at the end of 4 full innings, Baltimore 2 and the Yankees nothing. That was the first error committed by either team in a 3-game series so far. On the scoreboard, at the end of one inning, the Red Sox 2, the Senators nothing, Kralik against Wilson. Detroit at Chicago in the first of 2. Tigers 1. White Sox nothing at the end of 2. Bunting against Bauman. Eddie Yost homered in the first inning. Cleveland at Kansas City starts later on. In the National League, Milwaukee's at Cincinnati. It's 1-1 at the end of 2.5. Pizarro against Hook. Wally Post homered in the second for the Reds. The Phillies at Pittsburgh. The Pirates 4. The Phillies 2 at the end of 4. Owens against Mizell. Gonzalez homered in the second with one on. And Don Holt in the second with nobody on for the Pirates. The Cubs are at St. Louis, and the Cubs lead 2-0 at the end of 2.5. Ellsworth against Simmons. tonight. Holman in the first with nobody on for the Cubs, and Los Angeles at San Francisco starts later on. Right now, I'd like to mention that the second half of this game is being brought to you by the crisp refresher Valentine beer. You know, Valentine's a light beer with true lager flavor. And that's what makes it the crisp refresher. So the Orioles are leading 2-0. As we get ready to go in the top of the fifth inning, leading off for the Yankees will be Roger Maris, who walked in the second inning. He is the only Yankee to get on base in this ballgame off Estrada. Estrada has walked one and struck out three. And as we told you, Estrada was on base after a long, hard run for quite some time. Tire a pitcher out just a little bit. All right, Maris steps into the batter's box. Walked his first time at bat. On deck, Bill Scarron. The pitch to Maris is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Raj had a good ripple at that pitch. His timing has been off since missing 15 ball games. Curve is high, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Maris. High outside, ball two, 2-1. Trotta puts his hands on his hips, shakes his head a little bit. He's been behind on almost every hitter in the Yankee lineup, but he still managed to get the ball over, even though he's behind. The 2-1 pitch, curve, outside, ball three, 3-1. Ball four. Maris walks for the second time. Second walk given up by Estrada. And that's the first time the Yankees have had their leadoff hitter get on in any inning. And here's Bill Scarron, who fly to center field in the second inning. 2-0 Baltimore lead. Top of the fifth. Nobody out. Maris at first, being held on by Jim Gentile. Here's the stretch. The pitch is fouled back in the upper deck strike line. Trotter into the set position, looking over at Maris. Pitch is strike two. Escarin stepped back and tried to hit the right field, but Estrada picked that time to throw a fastball. He threw it right by Escarin. Moose was hoping for the curve. He moved his right foot back one full step and then tried to punch the ball to right, but Estrada threw it right by him. Nothing in two on Escarin. Moose had a big hole to shoot through with Gentile holding Maris at first and Breeding playing close to the bag. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Larry Knapp is saying that he did strike out, but that the plate umpire has to look down at him. And he is not looking down at Knapp. Knapp was nodding his head. Yes, Garin really had a good cut at that ball, but Bob Stewart, the plate umpire, did not see it. And all Stewart had to do was look down at Knapp, and Scarron would have been called out on strike. Brooks Robinson arguing with Larry Knapp, but there's nothing Knapp can do about it. If the plate umpire looks at another umpire for help and they give him the nod, then it would call him out.
One ball, two strikes on Skarin. Maris leads off first. The pitch. Ground ball is short. Hanson over to Breeding for one. Back to first. No, they didn't get it. Hanson couldn't get the ball out of his glove. He came up ready to throw and had a reach twice, and that's what prevented the Birds from getting a double play. But it's a fourth play from short to second, erasing the lead runner, Roger Maris. Skarin is safe. Baltimore leads both leagues in double plays with 144. And that was really a routine double play, but Hanson just couldn't get it out of the webbing of his glove. Here's Bob serve, flying to right field in the second inning. Wout. Skarin held on at first by Gentile. Here's the stretch. The pitch. Fouled out of play. Strike one. On deck, Cletus Boyle. By Estrada. Pitch outside. 1-1. Bobby Shands is loosening up down in the Yankee bullpen. Estrada stretches. Pitch is a curve inside. Ball two. 2-1. For the 2-1 delivery. Here it is. Third takes a strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Skarin at first. The pitch, changeup hit on the ground is short. Hanson to Breeding for one. Back to first. A double play and a beautiful double play. Boy, Hanson made up for not being able to get that ball out of his glove on the last one. He charged a high hopper, caught it on a short hop and threw off balance to Breeding. A perfect throw and Breeding's throw nipped Bob Sir. That's as pretty a double play as you'd ever want to see. For the Yankees in the top of the fifth, no runs, no hits, no Baltimore errors, nobody left. The score at the end of 4.5 innings, Baltimore 2 and the Yankees nothing. In the bottom of the fifth inning, Brooks Robinson will lead off for Baltimore. Brooks flies to left field and single to center field. 1-for-2. Whitey Ford is out on the mound. Took over for Bill Stafford in the fourth inning. Nothing, Baltimore leads. Mr. Robinson is over. Strike one called. On deck, Jim Gentile. Robinson choking up on the bat a little bit. Sidearm fastball fouled. And curving back into the stands, Skarin's chasing it, but he can't get up to it. Actually, didn't go in the stands, but it hit so close to the wall that Moose wasn't able to get to the ball. On Brooks Robinson. Curveball, line of right field, and Maris went back and came in and made the catch. That ball was hit so hard. A line drive that just hung up there. Maris caught it at a shoe top. Boy, that ball was hit. One away. And here's Jim Gentile, who walked in single, drove in the first run for Baltimore in the third inning. With his 85th run batted in on the year. Gus Triando's on deck. Curve
curve is high to Gentile, ball one. Slow curve hit foul at the plate, strike one, one on one. Ball two, two and one. A 2-1 delivery. Sidearm curve hangs inside. Ball three, three and one. Deep in the box. The 3-1 pitch. Fastball over strike two. Full count. Payoff pitch. High inside. Ball four. Whitey lost him. Gentile walks for the second time in the ball game. First walk given up by Whitey. Here's Gus Triandos, who lined to the shortstop and then bounced out to McDougal at second base. Garin holding Gentile at first. Here's a stretch by Whitey. Curve in the dirt, ball one. Big Gus holding that bat right down on the end. Curve ball over, strike one, one and one. Stretch. Fastball is outside. Ball two, two and one. Ron Hansen on deck. One out. Runner at first. 2-0 Baltimore leads. Bottom of the fifth inning. Now Whitey's ready. Pitch is fouled back in the upper deck out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Outside of third, rolling down the left field corner. Count holds it 2-2. Baltimore scored one in the third, one in the fourth. All right, here's Whitey's set position. Curve hit deep to right field, down in the corner. And off the wall. And now it's dropped the ball. They're going to send Gentile in. Here's the throw to the plate. Gentile flies and he's in there. A long double by Gus Triandos off the right field wall. A beautiful throw by Maris, but not quite in time. A double by Big Gus drives in Gentile. And Baltimore leads 3-0. Maris played that ball well off the wall. He backhanded it, but as he started to throw, the ball dropped out of his glove. Then he picked it up and made a perfect throw to the plate, but that just that little hesitation allowed Gentile to slide in under Yogi. So Baltimore leads 3-0.
Four Tiendas, his 13th double and his 42nd run batted in. Here's Ron Hanson, been up twice, called out twice. Fastball is outside, ball one. Gus just missed getting a home run by a couple of feet as his ball hit high off the fence down the right field line. Tiendas very seldom hits out that way. Strictly a full hitter. Throw to second base, but Gus is back. Here's the stretch. Curve pop in the air. Garin is coming over in foul territory. Makes the catch. That's two away. And here's Gene Stevens. Bounce to second and double to left field and score. Baltimore 3 and the Yankees nothing in the bottom of the fifth. Time is called. Looks like Stevens might be taken out for a pinch hitter. I don't know. Anyway, he's walking back towards the Baltimore dugout. And, of course, Paul Richards plays it this way all the time. The other night, Dropo had a single and a home run and lined out the other time, and he was taken out for a pinch hitter. And now we're going to have a pinch hitter. The big bonus boy is batting for Gene Stevens. Strong right-hand hitter. Batting 192, one double, one triple, five homers, and 11 runs batted in. He's 19 for 99. Runner at second, two out. The stretch, the pitch to Nicholson. He lets go of the bat. Oh, and it goes way down. And there are those photographers that could have really been creamed. This field, they let the photographers on the field. And they stand about 15, 20 feet from home plate. As Nicholson swung, the bat came out of his hand and went right over their heads. Had that bat been a little lower, it would have creamed both of them. And they're in danger of getting hit with foul balls, too. They're just young kids, and they just get so close to that home plate. One strike on Nicholson. Big, strong right-hand hitter. He hit a home run of Whitey Ford down in spring training in Miami. Way out in the parking lot. Two out. Chiandos leads off second. The stretch. Curve is swung and it missed. Strike two. Bobby Sands is up in the bullpen. Whitey is due to be the second batter next inning. Here's the stretch. Fastball, strike three call. Nicholson caught looking. So for Baltimore, in the bottom of the fifth, one run, one hit, no Yankee errors, and one man left. And the score at the end of five full innings, Baltimore 3 and the Yankees nothing. We pause for station identification. American League, Boston 2, Washington nothing at the end of 2.5. Detroit 5 and the White Sox nothing at the end of 3. Yost and Bilko have home in that game. Cleveland and Kansas City has not started. In the National League, Cincinnati 2, Milwaukee 1 at the end of 3.5, Wally Post home in. Pittsburgh 4, Philadelphia 2 at the end of 5. Gonzalez home in with man on for the Phillies. Hoke with nobody on for the Pirates. Cubs 2, Cardinals 1 at the end of 3.5. Heist home in for Chicago. Los Angeles at San Francisco starts later on. Jim Busby moves out to right field, to center field, and Jackie Brandt moves from center field to right field. Gene Stevens is out of the ball game. Woodling remains in left, Robinson at third, Hanson at short, Breeding at second, Gentile at first, Triando's catching and Estrada pitching, and here's Cletus Boyer who bounced out to the shortstop.
takes a pitch outside, ball one. Roger Maris was the only man to reach first base against Chuck Estrada. He walked twice. Check that, Scarron got on with a fourth play. There's a strike over. One on the leadoff hitter, Cletus Boyer. Dale Long is on deck, and he'll be batting for Whitey Ford. The pitch to Boyer, changeup foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. Up by Estrada. Curve is low outside, 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Curve low outside, ball three, and Estrada pounds his fist into his glove. Three balls, two strikes. Nobody out and nobody on. Is called out on strike. Took a 3-2 pitch down the middle. Strikeout number four for Estrada. And here's Dale Long. Long batting 444. Four for nine. One homer, two runs batted in. Long pinch hit a single in his one appearance at the plate in this series. Big left-hand hitter. One out, nobody on. 3-0 Baltimore leads. The pitch is swung at and missed. Strike one. Strada ready again. Curve inside. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Long went all the way around. One ball, two strikes, and one out. The pitch. Foul back on the screen. Holds at one ball and two strikes. On deck, Gil McDougal. The one ball, two strike pitch. Change up hit, fouled on the first baseline. Picked up by Ralph Houck. Wanted that ball thrown out of play, but plate umpire Bob Stewart looked at it, rubbed it a little, and threw it back to Estrada. Here's the windup. Curve outside. 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Inside, ball three. And Estrada has had a lot of 3-2 counts today. He's thrown a lot of pitches. But he's been able to come out of it. Well, he walked two men. Actually walked one man twice, Roger Maris. Now the payoff pitch. Foul chest. Off the chest protector of the plate umpire. Count holds at 3-2. Dale Long wants the umpire to look at the ball. Trotter throws it in underhand. He doesn't want to waste the pitch out there throwing it in. And Stewart throws it right back to him. Bobby Shands will be the new Yankee pitcher. Loosening up slowly down in the bullpen. The 3-2 pitch. Strike three, swinging. Strikeout number 5 for young Chuck Estrada. And here's Gil McDougal up twice, fly to right field both times. Nobody on. Baltimore 3, New York nothing. Top of the 6th inning. On deck, Tony Kubek. Change up to Gill is over. Strike one called. The wind up. Curve swung and a miss. Strike two. Seems to be getting stronger as the game progresses. Two out, nobody on. Baltimore 3, New York nothing. Top of the 6th inning. On deck, Tony Kubek. Change up to Gill is over. Strike one called. The windup. Curve swung and a miss. Strike two. Seems to be getting stronger as the game progresses. Nothing in two on the Jizzle. Two out, nobody on. Fast ball is high, ball one. Up. Change up. Hit slowly down to third. Robinson has to hustle. The throw to first. He dropped it. He couldn't hold on to it, but the umpire had called him out, so let's see if they give him an error on the play or a hit. The Yankees have not had a hit so far in the ball game, and this is a big call for the official scorer. Robinson's throw was in time. Gentile had stretched. The ball hit the glove. Umont signaled out, but then when he saw the ball roll off the glove, he called him safe. Still have not given a decision as yet, and it's a tough decision to give. Remember, Estrada has a no-hitter going, and if they give McDougal an infield single, it'll be the first hit of the ball game, and it's an error. Charge to Brooks Robinson. An error on the throw. Throw was in time to get McDougal, even though it was a tough play. Here's Kubek, fly to right, fly to left. The pitch is lined right at Gentile, who makes a great play. A solid line drive. Gentile leaped high and caught that ball. He didn't have much time. For the Yankees in the top of the 6th, no runs, no hits, one Baltimore error, one man left. The score at the end of 5.5 innings. Baltimore, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. The Yankees, no runs, no hits, and 1 error. In the bottom of the 6th inning, it it'll be Marv Breeding, the second baseman, to lead off against Bobby Shands, the new pitcher for the Yankees. Whitey Ford pitched an inning and a third. Gave up one hit, walked one, struck out one, and allowed one run. Breeding has popped to short and bounced to short. Bobby, making his 35th appearance for the year, he's won four and lost four. Pitched a total of 58 in a third inning. Has an earned run average of 2.48. Pitch to Breeding is over, strike one call. Baltimore 3, the Yankees nothing. One strike pitch, change up outside, one among. Here's the windup. Curveball is swung and missed. One ball, two strikes on Marv Breeding. Bobby Shands last relieved August 28th against the Tigers. Oh, swung on and missed, strike three. He came in with a big overhand curveball. Striking out Breeding, and here comes Chuck Estrada. Inside, ball one. Ducky's done a fine job as leadoff man for Baltimore. Curve is lined to left field, a base hit. Boy, he timed that changeup curve perfectly. And rifled a single in a hole to left field. First hit off stands. Gene Woodling, fly to left, walked and scored in the third inning, and fly deep to right field in the fourth. Two outs. Scowen holding the bag against Brandt. Here's the stretch. The pitch is over, strike one call. On the line single by Woodling to Roger Maris in right field. And with two out, the Birds are threatening again. Here's Brooks Robinson. Fly to left, single to center, and lined out to right field. He's hit the ball hard today, as he's done in the whole series. Youngster who now has the total base record for the Baltimore Orioles since they've been in the big league. Here's a stretch. Fastball is over. Strike one call. Grant at second. Woodling at first. Bobby goes to the rosin bag. Here's the stretch. Change up low. One and one. One strike on Brooks Robinson. Baltimore's leading 3-0. They're trying to pick up another run here this inning. Brad leads off second. A drive to deep left field. Way back there, third near the wall. Makes the catch just at the
the base of the wall in deep left field. Boy, he couldn't go back another inch. Sheriff just waited there and looked up, and a ball came right down in his glove. A long out for Brooks Robinson. For Baltimore in the bottom of the sixth, no runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, and two men left in the score at the end of six full innings. Baltimore 3 and the Yankees nothing. Man, this game is exciting, and it's going to get more exciting as it goes along.
Hello there, everybody. Mickey Mantle leading off in the seventh inning takes the pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Chuck Estrada pitching a masterful game. Mantle twice has struck out. The next delivery is high for ball two. Barra and Maris to follow. Estrada's 2-0 pitch on the way. Inside, ball three. 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And the 3-0 pitch aimed in there. It's over. Strike one. 3-1. One count. Shot into the windup, delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Full count. The payoff pitch. He fires it. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Chuck Estrada several times been way behind and just fired the blazer. Six strikeouts. Mantle three times. Stafford and Long. And Boyer. Here's Barra. Grounded the second and popped the second. Pitch to Yogi is outside, ball one. 3-0 Baltimore in the seventh inning. Now the delivery. Swung on, foul back, strike one, 1-1. The paid attendance today is 34,587. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 delivery. Change up inside, ball two, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch to Yogi. Curveball over, strike two, 2-2. Yogi didn't like the call. Two balls, two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and a little roller goes foul down the first baseline. Had him reaching for it. Threw him a half speed pitch. The Yankees have seen some remarkable pitching in this series. An understatement. for 2-2 delivery, and Yogi swings and fouls it back. Throw him a curve. And he was off stride there. Gus Triandos has done a great job of pitch calling. Now the delivery. Fastball lined into center and coming in for it and grabbing it from Busby. Two away in the seventh inning. Here's Roger Maris, who twice has walked. And along with McDougal, who got on an error, the only three Yankees to have reached base. Baltimore's had seven hits, and that represents the sum total in the ballgame. 3-0 Orioles. A pitch high outside, ball one. Outfield pulled around to the right. A lot of room in left field. The 1-0 pitch, fastball high, ball two. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Baltimore leading 3-0 in the seventh inning. The 2-0 pitch, outside, ball three, 3-0. Estrada frequently has fallen behind hitters. Not too often, but when he has, he's gone to that fireball. That one is high outside, and Maris walked for the third straight time. The only three walks given up by Estrada. And here's Bill Scarron, flied to center and grounded to short. On first. Here's the pitch to Scarron. Swung on line to right field for the Yankees' first hit of the game. Maris holds at second base. And so the potential no-hitter that Estrada had going for him is broken up by Scarron. The Yankees get their first hit. Steps up, flying to right and grounded to short into a double play. Now Triantos walks out to the mound to say something to Estrada. And with that base hit, Paul Richards right away goes to the bullpen. Hoyt Wilhelm. Two outs and two on. Estrada's delivery swung on, bounced to short. Hanson up with it, over to Breeding, forcing Scarron, sides retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left on. And the Yankees have not scored in 36 straight innings and have only scored one run in their last 45 innings. At the end of 6.5 innings, Baltimore 3, New York nothing. 114,604 have paid to see this series. 44,518 Friday night, 35,499 yesterday, 34,587 today. And with that total, the Yankees on the road have played before 1,604,388. Yankees will be home tomorrow with the Boston Red Sox. First game at 1:30. Ed Williams and company. And the Red Sox will be there Tuesday afternoon. Baltimore leading 3-0. It's the last of the seventh. With Gentile, Triantos, and Hanson coming to bat. Over the press box, PA. And the total of 114,604 represents an Oriole record for a series. Gentile walked, single to right, and walked. Hitting 297, driven in a run. Bobby Shantz, third Yankee pitcher, goes to work, and the pitch. Swung on, grounded, foul down the first baseline. Strike one. Walt Gropo, and going down to the bullpen to loosen up, and may take over at first base. Three to nothing, favor Baltimore, seventh inning. Chance delivers, and Gentile takes it inside. Ball one. One and one. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball over. Strike two. One and two. Pitch. High outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Swung on, hit deep to left. Serve going back and grabs it. One down in the seventh inning. Coming up now is Gus Triantos. Line to short. Tossed out by McDougald and doubled to right to drive in a run. Nobody on, 3-0 Baltimore. Bobby Shantz delivers, and Triantos takes the curve. Strike one. The one strike pitch. Swung on and fouled down the third baseline. Had him reaching to the screwball. Tried to pull it. Batter guesses with it. He tries to ride it the opposite field. A two-strike count on Gus. And the next pitch misses the outside corner for a ball. One and two. The 1-2 pitch. Ball two. I thought Gropo was going down the bullpen to loosen up, take over at first, but instead he's using catcher's mitt and is warming up Milt Pappas, who shut the Yankees out Friday night. Pappas most likely just loosening up for a future start. Two balls, two strikes. 3-0 Baltimore, seventh inning. Here's the delivery. Swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate. Count remains 2-2. Now the 2-2 delivery. Triantos grounds it to third. Boyer scoops it up. Throws on to first to retire Triantos. Two away. And the batter is Ron Hansen. Struck out twice looking by Bill Stafford. Fouled out the first and the fifth when fourth was in the ballgame. Jim Busby on deck. Two out, seventh inning, 3-0 Baltimore. Chance's delivery is swung on. Little roller hit to the mound. Chance up with it, throws to Scarron. And the side is retired. No runs, No hits, no errors, no one left on. At the end of seven innings, Baltimore, three runs, seven hits, one error, nine left on. The Yankees, no runs, one hit, one error, and four men left on base. Before we go to the eighth inning, how about going into the kitchen and getting a bottle of that Valentine beer, the crisp refresher? The light beer with true lager flavor. You'll like it, man. Really refreshing. Bullpen along with Wilhelm. And as we go to the eighth inning, Cleet Boyer is the first scheduled batter. Ryan Duren goes down to the bullpen, which means a pinch hitter very likely for Shant. Boston leading Washington 3-0 end of 5, Detroit 5, Chicago nothing end of 4, Cleveland 3, Kansas City nothing end of 2. Cincinnati 2, Milwaukee 1, end of 5. Pittsburgh 4, Philadelphia 3, end of 6. St. Louis 3, Chicago 2, end of 5. Giants and Dodgers start later. Chuck Castrato, the right-hander, pitches to Boyer. Fastball over strike one. Boyer grounded to short, took a third strike. Heading 243. Castrato again to the windup. Curve is looped into center, and it is in there for a base hit. Busby takes it, throws it back in to Breeding. Boyer singles to center. The second hit for New York. Johnny Blanchard will come out and bat for Chance. Blanchard hitting 260, 24-77. Gil McDougald on deck. Left-hand batter, Estrada to the stretch, and the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled off. Strike one. Duren warming up for New York. Baltimore leading 3-0. It's the eighth inning. Estrada end of the stretch. Boyer with a short lead. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. Nothing in two. Two strike count on Blanchard. Estrada again to the stretch. And the pitch. Curve is lifted foul. Back a third, and it drops out of play. It wasn't high enough for Robinson to get to. No balls, two strikes. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on line down the right field line for a base hit. Boyer turns second, heads for third. Blanchard's going to try for two, but he stops and comes back. The throw held him at first. Boyer raced to third. Blanchard singles to right, sending Boyer to third. Jackie Brandt, quick recovery and throw, forced Blanchard to slam the brakes on as he was headed towards second. On first and third, nobody out. 3-0 Baltimore in the eighth inning. slide out to right twice and was safe on his trickler down the third baseline on an error charged to Robinson on the throw. Estrada to the stretch. Pitch to Gill. Curveball over. Strike one. Nothing in one. For Blanchard, it'll be Eli Gerba. Gerba running for Blanchard. Boyer on third, Gerba on first. One strike on McDougal. 3-0 Orioles, eighth inning. Chuck Estrada set, delivers, and McDougal takes it low. Ball one. The half speed pitch. Again to the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball high and inside. Ball two. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Runners lead away from first and third. And the delivery. Swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Strike two. 2-2. Hit it right off the end of the bat. Two balls, two strikes. Boyer on third, Gerba on first. Estrada ready. Here's the pitch, and McDougal swings and sends a fly ball in the center. Boyer third to tag. Busby under it, makes the catch. Boyer comes on in to score after the catch, and that's the first Yankee run. In 36 innings, sacrifice fly by McDougal to center. His 28th run batted in. It's only the second Yankee run. And 42 consecutive innings. Tony Kubek up. Nothing for three. Fouls the first pitch off, out of play. Strike one. 3-1 now, favor the Orioles. Now Bobby Richardson's going in a run for Gerber. I don't think I've ever seen, don't recall having seen a pinch runner for a pinch runner. Gerber went in a run for Blanchard. Now Richardson's going in a run for Gerber. Tony Kubek at bat. One out. And the pitch. Low and inside. Ball one. One and one. Around to the right. Estrada set, delivers, swung on and fouled back. Strike two, one and two. One ball, two strikes. Into the stretch, Richardson leads away, and the pitch, outside and high, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one in, eighth inning, 3-1, Baltimore.
Estrada once more to the stretch. Richardson moves off first. Here's the pitch. Swung on as a high fly ball to right field, and the ball is going to go foul into the right field stand. Boy, that has been the equalizer. Went all the way, but just went foul. Dugout now comes Lum Harris. Paul Richards didn't like that. Kubek hit one all the way down the right field line, but it went foul before it went into the stand. Paul Richards sends Lum Harris out to talk to Estrada. The brief conference is over. Two strikes. One out, one in, 3-1 Baltimore, eighth inning. Richardson leads away from first. Estrada ready, and the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Threw the fastball that tailed away from Kubek. Seven strikeouts for Estrada. And here's Mantle, who has struck out three times.
Today, he had three hits for about half the Yankee total. He might strike him out again because Mickey obviously would be trying to go for the long one, taking a full cut. The pitch is high, ball one. Two down, and the pitch. High, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The right-hander to the stretch. They pitch to Mantle. High, ball three, 3-0. Count, two away, Richardson on first. Estrada all set. And the pitch. In there for a strike, 3-1. Mantle had a green light and started to swing, but the ball was right up in his weakness. High fastball. Estrada again to the stretch. And the pitch. Swung on and hit foul upstairs, strike two, full count. He's been keeping that ball in a good spot on, Mick. Now we're ready, Richardson ready to go. And the pitch, and Mantle takes ball four inside. Fourth walk Estrada has issued. That brings to the plate Yogi Berra, grounding to second, pops to second, and flies to center. Richardson on second, Mantle on first. Two down, Baltimore leading 3-1. To the right. A lot of room down the left field sector. Yogi, a figure of each time to pull. Two on and two out now. Estrada into the stretch. And the pitch. Outside, ball one.
Richardson on second, Mantle on first, two away. Estrada ready to work, delivers, and Barra takes it outside. Ball two, 2-0. Brooks Robinson playing very wide of third. Two on, two out, and a 2-0 count on Barra. Baltimore leading by 2, 3-1. Chuck Estrada sets, delivers, and Barra swings and lines it into right field for a base hit. Here comes Richardson around third. The throw is to third base. Mantle slides, and he's safe as Richardson scores, and it's 3-2. Barra singles to right. Scoring Richardson. Sending Mantle to third and bringing up Roger Maris, who has walked three times, hitting .289. And now out of the dugout comes Lum Harris. Hoyt Wilhelm and Wes Stock are in the bullpen. That means that Estrada is out. Second time the mound, and it'll be Wilhelm coming in to pitch to Maris. Paul Richards is going to what they call in the trade the gimmick pitcher. Rossetti comes up to talk to Maris. Taking his time warming up. Louis Arroyo going down to the Yankee bullpen. And two on. Wilhelm has one more pitch to throw, and we'll resume the action. Tamara steps up. Two out. Mantle on third and Barra on first. Two runs in, Baltimore leading 3-2. Wilhelm to the stretch and the knuckler. Low, ball one. Ball dances. Outfield swung way around to the right. Wilhelm again ready. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Line one. Time. Wilhelm is working rapidly as all set to work. Maris asked for time. Now we're ready. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One and two. He's throwing the butterfly pitch. Dipping and darting. One ball, two strikes. Again the stretch. Here's the pitch, and Maris takes it outside. Ball two. That one failed. Gus had to jump to his left to grab it. A 2-2 count. Wilhelm ready. And the pitch. Swung on, a ground ball foul down the first baseline. And hit off the handle of the bat. Maris cracked the bat. Goes over to get a new one. A 2-2 count on Rod. Thank you. two strikes, two outs, two on. 3-2, Baltimore, eighth inning. Mantle on third and Ferra on first. Mike Wilhelm ready to throw that knuckler. Here it is, and Maris takes it for ball three. 3-2. Yogi will be running. The stretch and the knuckleball. Swung on, a ground ball hits the first. Gentile grabs it, outruns Maris to the bag. Side to the side. Two left on. Maris hit a sharp ground ball just to the right of the first baseman, who lunged for the ball, fell on the ground, grabbed it, got up, and raced to the bag to beat Maris to retire the side. And at the end of 7.5 innings, Baltimore 3, New York 2. Before we go into the last of the eighth, may I suggest again you try some of that crisp perfection? Valentine beer. Lightness is fine, but that's just half of it. To really refresh, a beer must have lightness plus flavor. And that's where the crisp perfection comes in. Valentine beer. Valentine beer proves to more people every day that a beer can be light and still give you all the honest-to-goodness lager beer flavor you want. Valentine's the light beer with true lager flavor. That satisfying combination of lightness and flavor makes Valentine the crisp refresher. So if lightness alone won't do for you, if you want a beer with flavor, too, you make that good old three-ring sign and ask the man for Valentine. Enjoy the crisp refresher. We pause for station identification.
1460 on your radio dial. WOKO. Albany, New York, and now back to Yankee baseball.
Yankees are home tomorrow with the Red Sox, a doubleheader, the first game at 1:30, and Tuesday afternoon. Now the last of the eighth, Jim Busby is first up. Ryan Duren coming in to do the pitching. Bobby Chance worked two innings, allowed two hits and no runs. Gave up two hits. Didn't walk.
He pitched ball.
Home tomorrow with the Red Sox, a doubleheader, the first game at 1:30, and Tuesday afternoon. And now the last of the eighth, Jim Busby's first up. Ryan Duren coming in to do the pitching. Bobby Chance worked two innings, allowed two hits and no runs. Gave up two hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out one. Bill Stafford is the pitcher of record. Jim Busby at bat. Ryan Duren with the windup. The pitch in there. Strike one. Duren, 36th appearance. Record of 3-4. Arroyo loosening up. The one strike delivery, low outside, ball one, 1-1. We'll run down the scores of the other games for you at the end of this half inning.
1 delivery. Swung on and fouled back. Strike 2. 1 and 2. Of the windup, and the pitch is inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Deering gets the sign. Into the windup, around comes the right arm, and the pitch is high and inside, ball three. Very wild, that pitch. A full count. And the 3-2 pitch. It's inside for ball four, and Busby walks. And Casey's out of the dugout right away. Duren having trouble getting the ball over. And Arroyo come in. And Arroyo comes on. The left-hander starts his 8 warm-up pitches with Mark Beating will be the first batter that Arroyo will face. Then Wilhelm and Brandt. If you looked in late in the third inning, with Stafford pitching, with two down, Whitling walked, Robinson and Gentile single to score Whitling. In the fourth inning with one out, Stevens doubled, and Estrada singled to center to score Stevens. Ford came in to relieve in that inning, and in the fifth inning gave up a run. With one out, he walked Gentile, and Triantos doubled him home. Shantz came on in the sixth. Duren started the eighth, and now Arroyo is in. The Yankees scored in the eighth inning. Boyer singled. Blanchard batted for Shantz and singled, putting runners on first and third. A run scorer on the sacrifice fly. A walk to Mantle and Barra single. Got the second run in. Here's Marv Breeding, right-hand batter. Arroyo, left-hand pitcher. Moves to first base. Busby's back. Arroyo's 19th appearance. The left-hander delivers. Breeding swings and misses. Strike one. Breeding popped to short, grounded to second, struck out. Arroyo worked yesterday one inning. Gave up a homer to Robinson. Buzz
Crosby leads away. And the pitch. Swung on, bounced foul down the first baseline. A two-strike count on the second baseman. The Orioles play Washington tomorrow while the Yankees are playing Boston. Arroyo all set. He delivers. Pitch swung on, fouled off behind the plate. Count remains nothing and two. Two Baltimore, eighth inning. Arroyo shakes off the sign. Okay, the next one into the stretch. Busby moves off first. The pitch to the right-hand batter swung on, bounced into the hole and through into left field for a base hit. Buzz, and from the ball is booted by Sir. Both runners advance to second and third. It's an error for serve. Marv Breeding singles, and when serve boots the ball, Busby continues on to third and Breeding to second. Hoyt Wilhelm coming up. Runners on second and third now, nobody out. Jackie Brandt on deck and Gene Woodling to follow. Serve is trying to grab the ball in a hurry to make his throw to third to hold Busby to second, and he would have, but he bobbled the ball. Hoyt Wilhelm at bat. Infield is in for a play at the plate should they receive that chance. And the pitch. The pitch is outside for a ball. The Yankees are looking for a squeeze. Sawyer broke to the plate and Kubek broke over to third. Now they're calling the Maris to come in some in right field. Arroyo to the windup, the pitch. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. A squeeze play, of course, is always difficult to defend against if the ball is laid down on the suicide type. And on the delayed type, if he's punished far enough. Busby, of course, is fast, good base runner. So is Breeding on second, infield in. Boyer playing out along with Busby. The windup, here's the pitch, and it's going to be swung on and missed. Strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. To the windup, and the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Wilhelm strikes out. In the normal course of events, Richards would have pinched it to Wilhelm, but being out in front, he wants that knuckleballer in there in that ninth inning, regardless of what might happen here. Figures that's his best to protect a one-run lead. Of course, the Orioles still have two shots with runners on second and third and one out. But with Brandt up and first base open, Casey is ordering Brandt to walk. Not necessarily get at Woodling, but set up a fourth play. And the double play possibility. Brandt gets the intentional pass. Set up the possibility and hope the percentage will work for you. That depends on pitcher and batter that follows. The batter that follows. So Brandt gets the walk, and here's Woodling. Slide to left, walk, slide to right, and single to right. Batting 288.
the infield.
Goes back. Boyer is, not too sure. He's wide of third. Three men on and one out. Busby, Breeding, and Brand aboard. Three fast runners. The pitch to Gene Woodling. Swung on, little number foul, just to the left of the plate. Strike one. Three to two Baltimore, eighth inning. Is loaded for the windup. Here's the pitch to Whittling. And it's outside for a ball, one and one. Threw him a curveball. The White Sox keeping up on Detroit. It's 5-4 Tigers into six innings now. Three men on here. Busby, Breeding, and Brandt. And the pitch to Whittling. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Two ball inside. A 1-2 count. The bees aboard buzzing. Busby, Breeding, and Brandt. The windup by Arroyo and the pitch. Swung on and foul back. Count remains 1-2. Whittling shortened up on his swing, just trying to meet the ball. Busby, Breeding, Brandt leading away from third, second, and first, respectively. The windup by Arroyo. Here's the pitch to Gene Woodling, and it is swung on and grounded foul down the first baseline. Count remains 1-2. Sending along a foul line. They start to yell, and then they suddenly see its foul is stopped, but in the distant areas, away from the play, as they see the ball get by, the first or third baseman is close. You can hear that crescendo of sound come roaring at you belatedly, then the sudden recession of it. One ball, two strikes, three on. Busby, Breeding, and Brandt leading away. The windup by Arroyo. The pitch to Woodling. High and inside. The count is 2-2. Three to two Baltimore. Eighth inning. Brandt, Breeding, Busby leading away. And the pitch to Woodling. Outside. Ball three. Full count now. Warms to this situation. Once again, Woodling digs in. Three men lead away. The windup by Arroyo. Here's the pitch. And it is inside. Ball four and a run of fourth in. Busby comes home, making it 4-2. Breeding goes to third. Brandt to second. And Woodling is credited with his 54th run batted in. Three walks in the inning. That run is charged to Duren. Woodling gets the base runner. He gets a hand as he leaves. Al Pilarczyk is running for Woodling. And Butch Robinson is the batter. Right-hand batter. The pitch is outside. Ball one. Run in. Three walks. Breeding on third. Brandt on second. Pilarczyk running for Woodling on first. The pitch to Robinson. In there. Strike one. Robinson hitting 305. Fly to left. Single to center. Line to right. And fly to left.
Lee Manley time just as Arroyo started to wind up. Larry Knapp and the umpires ordering their photographers. Newmont comes over now.
And explains to the photographers what the problem is.
Leading on third, Bain on second, Pulisic running for Whittling on first, one out, one in. Now Bob Stewart goes over to the photographers and
says something to him.
And Newmont's telling him to get over on the other side. In other words, it was bothering Brooks Robinson. In his line of vision, the peripheral vision.
They don't have overhanging cages from the stands for the photographers as they do in some ballparks.
All right, three men on, one out, one in. 4-2 ball aboard. The 1-1 pitch. Outside, ball two, 2-1.
Brooks Robinson at bat with three teammates aboard. And the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hits out slowly to McDougal, over to Kubek. Go to first, safe on the run score.
Leading scored, and Gowan claims he was out, and here's Casey coming out to argue it. Fourth out at second, Pulisic, and Robinson beats the throw to the first. No double play and a run batted in for Robinson. His 74th. Moving on to third. Two runs are in. It's 5-2 in favor of the Orioles, and Casey's arguing with Newmont. Casey's having his say, but that's all. The run scores. It's 5-2 Baltimore. Brandt on third. Robinson on first, and Jim Gentile will be the batter. Now Casey is the part. Brooks Robinson on first. Two away. Arroyo to the stretch and the pitch. Inside, ball one. One hit and three walks in the inning. Two runs in. Lead away the pitch to Gentile outside, ball two. Arroyo ready. Here's the delivery. Swung on, hit out by second for a base hit. Scoring Brandt. Robinson around second on his way to third. It is 6-2 Baltimore. Jim Gentile rifles the single to center, driving at his second run and 86th of the season. That brings up Gus Triantos as the Orioles have rallied for three in the eighth, leading 6-2. Triantos lined to short, thrown out by McDougal, double to right and grounded to third. Butch Robinson on third, Jim Gentile on first. Louis Arroyo's pitch swung on, bounced to the box. Arroyo grabs it, throws to Scarron, and the side is retired. Three runs for the Orioles, two hits, no Yankee errors, and two left on. At the end of eight innings, Baltimore six runs, nine hits, one error, and 11 left on. New York two runs, four hits, two errors, and six left on. Elsewhere in the American League, Boston 4, Washington 3 at the end of 7 innings. Cornelius relieved Wilson in the 7th. For Washington, Kralik started, Morgan in the 7th, and Sadowski in the 8th. Jim Lemon got his 34th homer in the 7th inning with 2 on. Sasby and Pagliarone for Boston. Detroit 6, Chicago 4 at the end of 6.5 innings. Sister relieved Bunning in the 6th. Bauman for Chicago, Worthington in the 4th. Garcia, who's been put on the roster in the 6th, and Lowe in the 7th. Yost and Bilko homering. Bilko went on. First game, a doubleheader. Cleveland 8, Kansas City nothing, end of 5 innings. Harshman for the Indians. Daly for Kansas City. Katina in the 4th, Briggs in the 6th. Home runs. Pearsall one on. Held one on. Held again with 2 on. In the National League, Milwaukee 5, Cincinnati 2, end of 7.5. Pizarro relieved by McMahon in the 8th. Hook for Cincinnati. Brosnan in the 7th. Bridges in the 8th. Post homered in the 2nd for the Reds. Pittsburgh beats Philadelphia 5-3. Mizell relieved by Levine in the 6th, the winner. Owens the loser. Farrell relieved in the 7th. Gonzalez homered with 1 on for the Phils. Hoke and Clemente for Pittsburgh. St. Louis beats Chicago 4-3. Simmons the winner. McDaniel relieved in the 8th. Ellsworth the loser. Home run. Heist for Chicago. Neiman for St. Louis. Los Angeles nothing. San Francisco batting in the 1st inning. McDevitt and Jones. Sam Jones. Now to the 9th inning. Bill Scarron, Bob Serb, and Cleet Boyer will be the first 3 men up. Al Pilarczyk goes in the game. He goes to right field, and Jackie Brand, who started in center, switched to right, has moved to left. Scarron flied to center, grounded to short, and singled to right. Hitting 307. Orioles leading 6-2 now in the 9th inning. Hoyt Wilhelm in relief, delivers a knuckler, and it's over for a strike. Swung on and missed strike 2. Crowd roaring now with every strike and with everything that may develop in favor of the Orioles, who moving toward a sweep of the 3 games. And the pitch swung on line off the glove of Brady. He grabbed it and then can't make the throw, and Scarron is safe. He almost came up with a sensational leaping backhanded grab. Scarron lines a single off the glove of Brady. Here's Bob Sturr. Slide to right, grounded to short twice, once into a double play. Wilhelm ready, delivers to Bob. Swung on to high pop in the short left. Brandt drifts under it, waiting, and makes the catch. One down. Here's Cleet Boyer coming up. Boyer's at 1-3. Down to short, took a 3rd strike, single to center. The veteran Hoyt Wilhelm's delivery. Inside, ball 1. 6-2 Baltimore, 9th inning. Moose off first, and the pitch.
swung on and fouled back out of play. Strike one. One and one. Four big ones with Baltimore at the stadium. September the 16th, Friday night, Saturday afternoon the 17th, and a doubleheader on Sunday the 18th. Red Sox tomorrow afternoon, first game 1:30. And Tuesday afternoon, single game. Here's the pitch, swung on and popped up in the air. Grando takes after it, Gentile and Gus makes the catch. Two away. Hector Lopez is coming out to bat for Arroyo. Arroyo. Two outs in the ninth. 6-2 Baltimore. Lopez hitting 277. Takes a ball high and inside. Wilhelm ready and the delivery. That's high and inside. Ball two. 2-0. Out of the dugout comes Lum Harris to talk to Wilhelm. Richard's told him to go out. Bobby is told him to get the ball over the plate. With a four-run lead, two outs in the ninth inning, one on. Here's the pitch, and it's inside, ball three, 3-0. West Sox warming up for the Orioles. Two down in the ninth. 6-2 Baltimore. Scarron on first, and a 3-0 pitch to Hector Lopez is inside for ball four. Moves Scarron to second, brings up McDougal, twice fly to right. On a trick of the third to safe at first and an error, charged to Robinson on the throw, and hit a sacrifice fly to center. Two out and two on. 6-2, Baltimore, ninth inning. Wilhelm's pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Yankees have dropped three in a row, and the Orioles have won six in a row. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. One and two. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. Crowd ready to let out a war whoop. Man laid away. Here's the pitch, and McDougal hits a ground ball out to Hanson. Makes a great backhand trip to Beating to get Lopez. What a play. And the ball game is over, and the Orioles win it 6-2. Rod Hanson made a spectacular grab of an almost sure base hit, and while going to his left in behind the bag, made a sidewise flip to Beating for the fourth out on Lopez. Retiring the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on.
And the Orioles win it 6-2 to sweep the Yankees and entrench themselves in first place firmly with a 2-game lead. And they're now even up with the Yankees in the loss column at 53 losses each, but have won 4 games more. 79-75. And that was the big story of the day. They evened it up in the loss column. And so while you enjoy some of that crisp refresher, Ballantine beer, we'll give you the totals. Baltimore, 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 11 left on. The Yankees, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 7 left on. Chuck Castrada wins his 16th game. He's lost 8, 3-1 against New York. Wilhelm relieved in the 8th with 2 out and finished up. The losing pitcher, Bill Stafford, his first major league loss, is 1-2, nothing in 1 against Baltimore. 4 chance during an Arroyo in relief. Stafford gave up 2 runs and 4 hits. Ford, 1 run and 1 hit. And Duren was charged with 1 run, and Arroyo with 2. So the Orioles, on a spectacular spurt, have now won 7 games in a row, sweep the 3 games from New York, and move from a game behind to 2 ahead. They have now, since July 22nd, won 31, lost 11. So the Orioles have gained 4 games on the Yankees in 4 days.